That's where I stopped at. That's where the Holy Ghost brought that to my mind. Because I was going to get to something else, I just went ahead and read, and then the Lord led me back up to that. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now watch that. The church in this hour has got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And that's what Peter, when he began to speak, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to stop on this a little bit, and I got several things. If it seems fuzzy some of it right now, just don't worry, it'll all come together in just a moment. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you're talking about the Holy Ghost, you're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now the Holy Spirit just caught me in there on that as I was reading it, so I know there's a little something here that's needful. I don't know in whose mind it may be and so forth, but I'm sure, just as sure as I'm standing here, the Holy Ghost stopped me on that verse 8. Wouldn't let me read that, so I read about 3 times, went on, and then he brought me back to verse 8 again. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost said unto the elders of Israel. Amen. Now, being filled with the Holy Ghost is being filled with Christ. Now, I want to stop here. I see now, begin to see what the Holy Spirit's trying to bring in. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I think now I'm getting the leadership. See, it's hard. I didn't get up here with too much to go on. Just the Holy Spirit just brought me that, and I read over there, and that seemed good too. But then Peter being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, people have confused salvation today. Amen. They've got it so confused that it's hard for people to know whether they're saved or not. Amen. Praise God, but being saved, you know, at last night as he brought that, I preached along those lines anyway down the other morning, but people today, they get salvation on an option plan. Amen. I want to give you an illustration of what I'm saying here. Amen. When you go buy a new car, they'll say, do you want a big motor, you want a 6-cylinder, or do you want a V8, you want seat covers, you want a radio, you want a heater, you want air conditioner, and you can just get what you pay for. Amen. You can get a stripped down model, or you can get all the options with it. Alright, we're coming out of the Reformation. We see under Luther there, and Wesley and them, when God began to restore back the truth of God's Word, it got people crossed up on what salvation was. And still today, they don't know what true Bible salvation is. Amen. Even though we've come out of the Reformation, they don't even know it. Thank God. There's so many people confused on it today. I see now what the Holy Spirit wanted. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I couldn't catch it in there. Just keep referring back to verse 8. Verse 8, the Holy Spirit would say. Verse 8. And I'd say, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's it. He'd say, but I couldn't catch what it was. Amen. Now God, thank the Lord. Now I got exactly what the Holy Spirit wants. Amen. So let me give it to you. Amen. See if it'll bless your soul. I know it's needful. All right, we're coming out of the Reformation. Salvation in that day was repentance. Was repentance, and then the Spirit of Christ moved upon the people. All right, that was in 1500 along there. Amen. And that's what the Baptist has continually sticks to in the hour that we're living in. They come to the altar, they repent. Amen. And the Lord blesses them and so forth like that. They call that getting saved. Which that is no more getting saved than anything. That is not getting saved. Amen. That is not receiving Christ. That is only repenting of your sin. That is only repenting of your sin. Alright, then we come into the Methodist age, where God restored more truth, and they repented of their sins, amen, and then they saw the need of cleaning up their lives. And in that hour, the Holy Spirit brooded over that, amen, and blessed them in that, and led them in it, and all that came in under that, they were saved. Because that's as far as the truth of God went. Amen. The filling of the Holy Ghost was not complete in that hour. Though God blessed them, and though they were partakers of the Spirit of Christ, for that hour they went in under that. Amen. But the Bible says Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Peter being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now today people come and say we're saved without being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But you've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now on the day of 1906 when God poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, Amen. With a gift of tongues and all these other things. When God poured out the gift, give a complete baptism. Oh, thank God. I want you to watch this, friend. Watch this tonight. Amen. I know it's needful. Thank God, because the Holy Spirit kept on. In 1906, God gave the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, which made a complete new birth like they had in the book of Acts. Now, since 1906, amen, God will not recognize anything or anybody being saved with anything less than the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because it is available. Thank God. Amen. I want you to watch that tonight, friends. Amen. And show you something here where the churches have messed up today. Amen. It is receiving Christ into your life. Now, repentance does not bring Christ in your life. Now, let me just stop on that. Repentance does not bring Christ into your life. Amen. Living a good life does not bring Christ into your life. Amen. But it takes an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Alright, then what is that infilling of the Holy Spirit? Amen. It's receiving that power of God into your life. Amen. You may not speak in tongues or anything like that, but you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to have the new birth. Amen. What is the Holy Ghost? It's that Spirit of God that, as the Word of God's ministered, as the songs of Zion are sung, it's that Spirit of God that began to move in your soul. Amen. It's that thing. That's that thing that you feel in your soul. That is the Holy Ghost. That is the infilling of Christ. Now, it's been so much confusion preached on this that many people don't even know if they're saved or not. Amen. But if you've got the Spirit of Christ, you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is no difference in receiving the Spirit of Christ and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, I will put a challenge out to anyone, anywhere, to show me in the Bible, in the original plan of the book of Acts, when salvation was first preached, it was not preached that you had to go through three steps to get right with God. Amen. In the sense of the Pentecostal teach it today. Amen. That you come to the altar and repent. Amen. And then you come back to the altar and get sanctified. And then you come back a third time for the filling of Christ. Amen. The Bible says, repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's been so crossed up. Amen. The very minute you repent and is baptized, come up out of that water claiming the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whether you feel anything, see anything, or hear anything, because it is the Word of God that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, you say, that's too thin, Brother Howard. No, sirree, because on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached that noble sermon, and 3,000 obeyed. It don't say whether those 3,000 felt anything or not. Now, I mean, I guess it may be cutting a little bit, maybe. Or maybe some of your ideas. I don't know, but the Holy Spirit said three times, verse 8. And so I was already determined to read this over here. Amen. I said, well, since it's verse 8, I'll read this over here anyway and tie it in. Amen. But now I didn't. I couldn't get what the Holy Spirit wanted. But that's it. Praise be to God. Now, I want somebody to show me in the Word of God where salvation was offered on an option plan. Now, we hear people today, many of them say, well, I'm saved, but I don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is utterly nonsense. Amen. Let me run that by you again. That is utterly nonsense to say that you're saved and don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says Christ dwells in your heart by faith. Amen. If you've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God, you believe the gospel of Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit has moved in. You have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have Bible salvation. And that's the only kind we're interested in today. Amen. Thank God. Do you see that now? Christ dwells in your heart by faith. We find many people today, they get in a little confusion on that. Amen. It's a trick of Satan. It's a trick of Satan, because unless you know whether you feel with the Holy Spirit or not, you can never claim the promises of God. Amen. How many are seeing this tonight? Amen. You read the book of Acts. Now, I want to drop a little something in here. I don't want it to be confusing, but I feel it needful too. Now, in the book of Acts, there's no place where an altar call was ever given. Amen. Just let that soak just a little, because I don't want to confuse you, but I want you to be solid on what you've got and what you don't have. Amen. Glory to God. If you've got something, I want you to know you've got it and never doubt again. Then if you ain't got nothing, then we want you to get something. Amen. And never doubt that again. Hallelujah. Amen. Who was it in the Bible says, how long halt you between two opinions? Amen. And you know what it is? It's preachers that don't know the gospel of Jesus Christ themselves. Tried to preach a gospel and they only confuse the people. Amen. I had one lady came up to me, a godly little girl. Amen. Said, Brother Howard, I don't know whether I got the Holy Ghost or not. Well, she's been serving the Lord for years. I know the girl, she came to our meeting, in 60, I guess. Real godly little girl. But she go in certain places and hear people preach what it takes to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it only served to confuse the mind of the people. But there is going to be a minister on the scene that's going to preach the gospel that the people are going to rest their soul upon. Amen. All right, let me refer to the scripture again. Christ dwells in your heart by what? By faith. Now, I'm not preaching that we don't need to feel. We can feel power. But I want to show you the trick of Satan. Satan is running every angle he can to try to block this. Amen, but he's not going to be able to do it. That's what the dream was. Sure it was. Amen. I'd try to go this way, he'd pull in this way. Try to go that way, pull in that way. And I woke up under that condition. Amen, but Satan isn't going to be able to do it. Amen. People go to see what they've got from God. They go to believe in it, and they go to know they got salvation. And any preacher come by preaching doubt and confusion, they're not going to listen to them. Hallelujah. You are the children of the living God. Thank God. If you've repented, you've been baptized in Jesus' name, don't you ever doubt one moment you claim the Holy Ghost by faith. Hallelujah. Whether you speak in tongues, whether you feel it, Brother Brown, one of the great revelations of this hour was brought. And what was it? It was that Christ receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. Amen. Watch this now. Now, the 3,000 years, as far as we know, had no sensation at all. Amen. The 5,000 in the fourth chapter, third chapter here, as far as we know, when they received the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, had no sensation at all. Amen. But brother and sister, there was time when they rejoiced in the Lord. They praised God, the power of God. They were slain under the power. I want to get this other side to show you how to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Why? In the 3,000 were filled with the Holy Ghost. How was they continued in the apostles' doctrine? But did Peter give a salvation on an option plan? Now watch this just a moment. Did he say you can be saved if you want to? Watch this. Or you can be sanctified if you want to. But if you want to be a real good Christian, come all the way over and get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's a product of the Reformation that men have not been able to turn loose to hold to the Word yet. We hear people talk about creeds and dogma and denominationalism. You'd be surprised how many people that heard Brother Brown that still want to hold on to a bunch of creeds that came out of denomination and didn't come out of the Bible. As far as I'm concerned, if a man can't base his thoughts out of the Word of God, I don't want to hear them. Brother Brown said the evidence of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongues. Now I want to get that good and clear to start with. 3,000 received Christ in their hearts by faith on the day of Pentecost, and as far as we know, not or one of them spoke in tongues. 2 or 3 days later, 5,000 received Christ into their hearts by faith, and as far as is recorded in the Bible, not a one of them spoke in tongues. Amen. Now the tongues is a good gift, and everyone needs it. Thank God. But the tongues don't prove that anything. It's by faith in the Word of God. How many have been baptized in Jesus' name tonight? Amen. Somebody said, I'm saved, but I ain't got the Holy Ghost. That's nonsense. Amen. That's a trick of the devil. Amen. He's trying to stop you from getting the blessings of God. That's all in the world it is. How many knows it? It's a trick of the devil to try to get you to not get the blessing. If you've been baptized, you feel the power of God, amen, you believe the Word of God, you can't help but have the Holy Ghost. Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every one of them was filled with the Holy Ghost. They continued in the apostolic doctrine. Amen. I see now, the Holy Spirit just one just brought this in. I don't know if there's anybody here confused along those thoughts or not. I don't know. Amen. I just want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord as we minister this tonight. But do you see, how many can see tonight how the doctrine of three steps, three definite works of grace came into the church? How many can see it? It did not come from the pages of the Bible. It came from the Reformation. It did not come from the pages of the Bible. Amen. That you could be saved without having the Holy Ghost. That you could be sanctified like that without it. Amen. Or any of these things. You see what I'm talking about? Amen. You receive Christ by faith and it takes care of all these. Amen. Now, you when you repent, be baptized, many people have taught the Holy Ghost that you see a ball of fire, that you feel this, that you speak in tongues. Amen. And I know that there's people that got the Holy Ghost tonight that they're confused on what they got with God. Sure it is. There's people confused at what they got. Many times they doubt whether they got it. Amen. That same Spirit that moved you around, that caused you to believe the Word, that caused you to be interested in God's church, in God's work, what do you think that is? It certainly ain't the devil. Amen. When the man get up and begin to preach it contrary to that, he's preaching something most of the time ignorantly, not intentionally, but he's preaching something that you're saved, but you need the Holy Ghost. How many? Now that's what they preach there in that church where we just closed out the meeting. Most of our people saved, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. That is nonsense, folks. Amen. Amen. You cannot be saved without having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost when you come up out of that water. There's no question about it. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody preach, well, when you come up out of the water, just believe, and try to get the Holy Ghost. It ain't no try to get to it. Just by faith you receive the Holy Spirit when you come up out of the water. Amen. Well, if we want to come to the Word, now if we want to go off on ideas and opinions of men, and then what do you receive when you get it? Amen. You receive Christ, but what is it? You receive it just like an acorn. Amen. You receive everything by faith into your heart that you'll ever need for your walk with God. But what do? You let it grow. Amen. There's a whole lot of scripture. Let me get one here in Galatians 4. Let me hold my place because I don't know where the Holy Spirit lead us on this. Now I don't see which way He's leading us. All right, Galatians 4:19. Would you turn and read with me on it? Amen. And get a scripture to show you what I'm talking about here. Amen. Galatians 4:19. It says, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." Amen. Now here, we know what happened to the Galatians, don't we? There isn't one of us in the church here tonight that don't know what happened to the Galatians. We have preached it over and over again after Paul went and preached the gospel there, and they believed the gospel, and as many as believed were baptized. Let me hold that again. That's where I feel the Holy Spirit putting emphasis. As many as believe were baptized, amen, on the day of Pentecost, they received that seed of Christ in their heart. That seed of Christ, amen, that word, the Holy Spirit, it's all the same thing. You can't divide it. Amen. You can't chop it up in pieces and give one this and that, but it's a growing process that brings the fullness of Christ in your life. Amen. Now watch Christ. Christ here, Paul preached the gospel, they received Christ, but then somebody else come and preached something else and got the people's mind a little bit confused. But verse 19 here, Galatians 4 says, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." Some people won't leave people alone and confuse them so that Christ can never be formed in them. Christ will never be formed into your heart unless tonight you make a decision. I am saved. I do have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That I have been baptized. If you've been baptized, I have come the Bible route. Everything else left up to God. Then you begin to grow in grace and walk in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Now watch that. You see that, Brother Rich? I believe you preached that in the congregation, didn't you? Something similar to this. Amen. There's got to be a travailing in pain. There's got to be a birth. Growing, amen, of that birth, that seed of God that's put within you. Now, you're not going to fully understand this until we bring in the works of the flesh. How many remember the adoption message I preached when I drew out a little dot here? How many believe it? All right, we started out with one little dot. What was that? That was the seed of Christ, and then we wrote down all the works of the flesh. and show you how you laid them aside. You lined your life up with a word. And as you did that, as you walk with God, amen, Christ become more and more and more in your life until Christ completely takes over that life, until you come to the place where you're at in Romans 8 where you can be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen. Do you see this? The Galatians had the same problem people are having today. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, you that have been baptized and you that haven't, you get baptized. If you believe the preaching of the Word of God, if you believe the Word of God tonight, even the little children, thank God. How young, I'm not saying. Of course, the little babies, you know, we don't suggest baptism and so forth to nobody until they get big enough to make a decision. But I think if they get big enough to make a decision, they baptize, you just keep teaching Christ to them, preaching Christ, amen, let them keep growing greater and greater in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen, pretty soon the gifts of the Spirit will begin to operate and so forth. But where there's confusion, see, I read that scripture, I bring it in. How good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. If you don't know what you got, you can't be in unity, can you? Amen, if you don't know that this church, if half of you sitting here, you wonder whether you got the Holy Spirit or not, amen, but you think you're saved, then there's confusion. You'll never grow, you'll never progress in God, you'll never make it in this end time. There's got to be a time where you say, I have got the baptism of the Holy Ghost by faith, and I'm going to begin to let that Holy Ghost lead me. I'm going to let him line my life up with a word that the Holy Spirit will begin to lead and guide me more and more. I'm going to let the gifts of the Holy Spirit begin to work through my life, amen, and just start a walk with God. Amen. Notice, one of the stumbling blocks to the many people, the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. Sensation. Amen. You don't have to see a ball of fire. You don't have to feel like somebody dipped you in warm water. And you don't have to feel like somebody hit you in the head with a hammer. Amen. When Paul went forth to preach the gospel, why don't we read the Bible and take it like that? He preached, and as many as believed. What'd they do? They sat right out in the congregation and they believed. Paul said, anyone here, well, after he preached the message, amen, anyone here believe that wants water baptism? They raised their hands and so forth, and they took them right on baptism, and they were considered to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost then. Amen. Thank God, thank God. But what did Paul teach? He taught they had to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Now let's get that in 2 Peter here to show you something. Show you where the people get confused at in a little off. Amen. In 2 Peter here. Glory to God. Amen. I want that, as I see where I'm going now, I know what the Holy Spirit wants. So let's get in 2 Peter here. A good scripture on this, and then we're not going to follow this too long tonight. But thank God. God's still God, and He can still speak to us. Satan, you're a liar. Amen. You're a liar, devil. Glory to God. You tried to hinder me, tried to cut me off every way, but you're a liar. Thank God God's Word prevail over you, Satan. Amen. How many believe it? God's Word's going to prevail over the devil. Amen. All right. Now here's people that have received. Now you young folks here. Amen. And older folks too. Now I don't know how many of you have been baptized in Jesus' name. If you believe Christ, baptized and believe Christ, amen, there ain't no three persons in the Godhead. Amen. And you don't come and get one part of it now, another part of it later, another part of it later, another part of it later. You receive Christ in your life, and then you let your life begin to mold to the Word. See, that little seed that comes into you at baptism, the Holy Spirit, it's actually Christ, the Word, in seed form. And then it grows in you and grows and grows until Christ takes your life over. Listen to that 2 Peter here now. Starting chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them which have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God our Savior and Jesus Christ. Now what did they receive? Like precious faith. Brother and sister, all that God has is hinged on one thing. It's faith. 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 Christ dwells in your heart by faith. You receive the Holy Ghost by faith. Everything is by faith. Amen. There's feeling to it, sure. Glory to God. I really felt good tonight. And I felt maybe some got cheated out of a blessing here because we didn't just respond right to the singing and so forth like that. I felt the Holy Spirit would have moved and blessed the people more. Amen. But it's by faith in God that you receive Christ. Now verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Oh, thank God. Folks, listen to me tonight. Amen. I see this now. Grace and peace be multiplied. What's multiplied? Amen. You take, you got one, you multiply it by 12. That means you got 12. Alright, you got 12. You take and multiply it by 12. That means you got 144. Is that right? Amen. Oh, you peace, grace and peace be multiplied. You get just a little something to begin with, and then you start adding to, and you begin to become a matured Christian. Alright, in this hour that we're living in, God is moving speedily to bring His Word to the church. Thank God. He's building up a church. He's getting them positionally placed for the rapture. Alright, now watch. Listen to me real close. Now, if anybody has any doubt on whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, you be sure and listen to me tonight. Alright, verse 3. Alright, let's get verse 2 and then 3. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Oh, I could stop on that knowledge. The knowledge of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, many people don't have the knowledge of God. What did James, where is it, where it says that you receive, born not of the corruptible seed, but of the uncorrupt. Where is that, Brother Paul? You know, in James and Peter, in 1 Peter, I believe it is. You're not born of the corruptible seed. Amen. What's a seed? It's a word. Well, what's a word? It's spirit. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they're life. Amen. You get this little thing in your heart, you believe, you come up a new creature, brand new. Amen. Don't care if you feel anything or not. They ain't got a thing to do with it. Amen. Let me run that by again. When you're baptized and you come up, amen, you come up, you receive Christ in your heart by faith. You walk out saying, praise God, I've received salvation. And when you receive salvation, that includes everything. Thank God. But it don't mean you receive that and then stop. Amen. Notice the Galatians as an example. They begin to wonder whether they had it or not. What made them wonder whether they had it or not? Because Simon came and said, unless you're circumcised, you ain't got it. Then they begin, well, have I really got the Holy Ghost? Paul said, we got to do that same thing and travail again until Christ formed in you. Amen. Paul wanted to get so they could have faith. Have faith, my children, tonight, that you do have the Holy Ghost. You have been baptized. You do believe in Christ. Amen. You have let Christ into your soul. Then you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then there's your gift of tongues and all these which God will add to you. Just lay before God, praising Him, walking in the Spirit, seeking God, growing in grace of God. All right. Now watch as we get verse 3. According as His divine power has given unto us these things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Has He called you tonight to glory and virtue? Notice according to His divine power. All right. Now I want you to notice verse 4 real careful. Amen. I'm getting longer on this than I meant to. I won't be able to get to others, but it'll be coming in if this forthcoming in another message. Wherefore are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. Notice here. Are you getting it tonight, my friend? All right, you receive Christ, and then that opened up a new avenue to you. Amen. Then, once you receive Christ as seed form, like an acorn is an oak tree. When you walk out and see that oak tree out there, amen, one time that was an acorn. Amen, that was a seed. But that's what you receive Christ, amen, but then you've got to let it grow. This is what the Word says. Whereby, listen, whereby are given unto you great and exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of His divine nature. Amen. You've already got that. You can become partakers of the nature of Jesus Christ. But if you believe Christ's Word so much that you went in that water and been baptized in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost is yours. Thank God. Amen. No question about it. Because it's got to be Christ dwells in you. He came in as a seed. I want to show you that seed in just a moment. All right, notice verse 5. And then I'm taking too much time here, I know. And besides this, giving all diligence. Now watch, here's what you do. Once you come up out of that water, here's what you do. Notice, Once you come up out of the waters, here's what you do. Add to your faith virtue. That's all you got. You got faith because the preacher preached the Word of God to you. Repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, that's what you came up out of the water with, the gift of the Holy Ghost. All right, and then here's what you begin to do. You begin to add to your faith virtue. Amen. Virtue. That's the power to live right. Power to do. All right, watch now. Add to your faith virtue and to your virtue knowledge. Notice, you begin to take these on gradually. All right, and the knowledge, temperance. Now, what's temperance? Self-restraint. Amen. You come up out of that water. Amen. The only thing you got faith. Christ in your heart by faith, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then you add to that virtue. Amen. Then you add to your virtue temperance. What's temperance? Self-control. Able to control yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Some people ain't able to control themselves yet. Amen. They have failed to add to that seed that God placed within their soul. Amen. They have not learned to control. Not that don't make them not a Christian, but it means that somewhere if they don't grow in God real hurriedly in this hour, they're going to be left sitting here when the bad goes out. Amen. Because these virtues will be in people. They will produce Jesus Christ. When you walk around here, people are going to say, there's a godly person. Amen. The life of Jesus Christ is going to be manifested through you. Amen. Until it is, we not have a right to say nothing. Amen. Until Christ's life be projected through us. Amen. Therefore, Christ commands us. What did Christ command the minister to be to the flock? An example. Amen. Until I first produce it, I've got no right to tell you to do it. Amen. All right. Self-control. Now, my Scofield says self-control. This says temperance, which is the same thing. And to temperance, patience. Patience. What's patience for? Well, you got baptized, say, tonight, next week. By this time next week, you felt just like you did before you got baptized. Amen. All you got is an acorn. You got a seed. You got a word. You got a promise. You got faith. Amen. But you have patience. You wait upon God. You keep walking with God. You keep growing in God. Amen. Thank God. And pretty soon, what's the next one? Add to your patience godliness. Amen. Then you begin to control that nature. You begin to bring your thoughts into captivity to the law of Christ. What the Bible says. Amen. So you see, children tonight, this is a way to walk with God. It's by faith every day. Don't never let Satan tell you you ain't got it. Amen. If you believe this word and you come into Christ, then stay right there and keep growing in God. Hallelujah. You see what it is? Keep growing in God every day. Make it a habit. Have some time set aside for prayer. It's just, these little things just grow in God. It helps you. You say, well, that don't import it. You'll be surprised what reading one scripture will do before you go to work. It brings God to your mind. Brings God to your remembrance. Amen. But God, then you begin to grow in this. Now I know this is the right plan of salvation, friend. This is Bible salvation. I want you to come talk to me. If there's any questions when I get through, you talk to me about it. This is Bible salvation. Brother Brown said he mentioned in the business men meeting that in the Bible days they didn't give altar calls and said some got offended. They do because it's a lack of proper teaching on the Bible. How many knows it? It's a lack of proper teaching. There ain't one place in the Bible where they ever gave an altar call. Why? They were taught properly. But that's God's condition. Now my condition may be different. I may tell you do this or do that, but I'm trying to meet God's condition. That's what the church of this hour has got to do is meet God's condition, isn't it? Then why do we want to work out and make a man-made plan how to come to God? You'll miss him every time. How many knows it? Anytime you make a man-made plan, a way to get to God, you'll wind up missing God. Now, I'm so happy tonight. Thank God. Because sitting in that little room, verse 8, the Holy Spirit spoke to me three times. Verse 8. Because I was wanting to get on the head and have the body all anointed. So I said, well, I'll tie this in. I'll read that first because that was me, see. But then I got up here and the Holy Spirit just... How many knows those? See, man can do a lot in his own self. But if you can ever let God speak to you, then that's a real thing. Amen. What is it? I serve God by faith, and then God brings the feeling a lot of times. Amen. And I see people heal. Amen. Not feeling. It's by the Word. Amen. Then we get together, come together in one mind, one accord. Then God poured out anointing. Then we can rejoice in God, shout in God. I feel like that's many times reason people don't rejoice in God more. They don't know if they got it or not. Did you meet his condition? If you met his condition, then you believe it. Have you been baptized? Amen. Then let Christ grow in you. Thank God. Amen. We'll baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let the devil put one doubt in your mind. The Holy Ghost is promised to you. Whether you feel anything, see anything, hear anything, you start your walk with God right then. And from that point on, begin to seek God, meditate on God, walk with God. Amen. Pretty soon you'll begin to receive the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. You'll find yourself able not to curse when something, you hit your finger and so forth like that. You'll keep walking with God. Many times I would have stopped if I went by fear. Many, many times. But I went by faith in the Word of God. Thank God. All right, let me get these things. I don't want to hold you. All right, it says, add to patience godliness. You know what godliness is? Being like Christ. Amen. But see, you've done got way down there before you ever get all in. You don't get, everything's in an acorn that makes an oak tree. It's all there. But it's got to have the water, the Holy Spirit. It's got to grow. It's got to give room. Amen. You've got to bring this old mind in captivity. Amen. You know something wrong, then that's your obligation being a child of God is to lay that aside. Because if you don't, you know what will happen to you? You'll get a whipping. How many knows it? You remember the message I preached here the other Saturday night, untitled it, Serving God. Amen. Serving God. I showed how you get a whipping if you don't line up with the Word of God. Because you are a child of God, you believe the Word of God, you've come on God's term, accepted it by faith. All right, let me get hurry on this. Verse 7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Amen. When you get that virtue, when you grow up in God, that you can act like God, you know what automatically comes? Brotherly kindness. Amen. They begin to feel a kindness. A relationship between brethren, believers of the message. You just become one. There's a special kindness towards the believers of the Word. How many knows it? The Bible says, "We do good unto all men, but especially those that be of the household of faith." They got a special meaning. You've got a special meaning to me here tonight, more than my earthly brothers. Amen. My earthly sisters. Anything, how many knows it? It's just that way. With the Christian, same faith, the same Holy Ghost, same God, don't matter if mother or father, who it is, there's a special relationship. Amen. That's why it is. See, add that brotherly kindness. That comes in there in the Christian life. Now watch. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be bound nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that liketh these things hath forgotten. Listen now. But he that liketh these things is blind and cannot see afar, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Now there's a lot of people like that, friend. They've been purged from their old sins, but they're forgotten. Forgotten. Some of you tonight may be wondering, have I got it? Amen. You forgot that you were purged from your old sins. Wake up. Accept it tonight. If you've had any doubt in your heart, and you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you claim by faith Christ in your life. So from this point on, I accept Christ. Amen. How do you accept it? By faith in the Word. Knowing that God's Word is right. Thank God, thank God. Then you let it go. All right, verse 10, it says, wherefore rather, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. All right, verse 11, for so an instrument shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm ministering unto you an instrument. I can't say that word right, into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many sees the plan of salvation tonight, friends? Amen. Now, have you been baptized? Are you not satisfied with it? Amen. Don't doubt that Christ hadn't come in, but it's just that there's a lack of growth. There's a lack of growth. And then that's where Satan battles you. I see exactly. You see why Satan, he run that car every way I thought. He'd block it off that way, and block it off. And then I woke up. I see exactly now. See exactly. Amen. Satan with a light for this message not have been preached. Surely he would. Because as long as he can make you doubt in your mind whether you guys or not, you actually feel reluctant to raise your hands and praise God, don't you? You don't know if you're worthy of the praise. You are worthy. Thank God. Not by your good works or anything. I'm not worthy in that sense, but by the blood I'm worthy. Thank God. By the promise of God, I'm worthy. Amen. I'm worthy for healing of my body. Amen. I'm worthy for the blessings of God. Why? Amen. Because I've accepted His way. I don't want my way. Don't want man's way. I accept His way tonight. And His way is repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says Christ dwells in your heart by faith, not by feeling. What did the Bible say we walk by? We walk by faith and not by feeling. You believe in that atonement. You believe the Word. There's your salvation. Everything left there, these feelings are extra that God gives you as you seek God and grows in God. I believe you'll get to the place, amen, where the more you pray, the more you'll feel God. How many knows? The more you walk with God, the more you seek God, the more faith you got in, you'll get to a place where you just got to pray every little bit. I have went in the woods one night. I went to pray a little while. Amen. I got in the Spirit. Amen. I prayed and it began to rain. Amen. I was done too far gone. It seemed like it was way out in the Spirit. Just feel the rain just pouring on me. But I done got in the Spirit. Amen. I just kept praying. I feel things crawling on me, you know, just that much in the body. But I was way out. I got hold of God and I prayed all night long. Just about the breaking of day. Amen. I came out with victory. Thank God. Because I tell you why, God spoke to me to preach, or at least I felt like it was God early in Christian life. Only been serving God a few months. I was working on a job building a Masonic Hall over here in a little town down towards Ballground, Nelson, Georgia. Take you to the place. Up there, and I felt like God wanted me to preach, but those men cursed and everything, and I just couldn't seem to, and I said, okay, Lord, but I couldn't do it. That day, I said, I'm going to preach today, but when dinner came that day, I couldn't do it. Amen. I just didn't have it in me. And I felt so bad. So that evening I just came home and hit the woods. Came out the next morning, but the next day I preached the gospel to her and I heard comments on it 6 months later. Amen. See that? That's the way you find God, by seeking His face. How many knows that? Amen. Then, in this hour we're living in, then there's some times when we need a little season of fasting. What does fasting do? Do it make your salvation better? Not one bit better. It can't be no better than it was the day you received it. It cannot get better. Amen. Because you come under the shed blood then. And that, by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are absolutely perfect. Amen. Because God don't see your sins. He hears your voice. He's accepted you. He's covered you with the blood. But it's your responsibility to grow and walk upright. Amen. A little season of fasting, it brings you more in harmony with Christ, this man. It gets you to the place where you don't walk by this old man anymore. And I'm getting more like that all the time, I assure each one of y'all. All right, then what's the promise? Christ dwells in your heart by faith. And Christ is the Holy Ghost. But you got to let it grow and grow and grow and grow and come closer and closer and closer to God. Pretty soon, if we'll do this, friend, we'll come in this church, we'll be absolutely Holy Ghost led, Holy Ghost moved. Amen. And we'll have the most powerful church that there is in the world. That's Bible salvation, my friend. Amen. That's Bible salvation. That's the way the Bible brings. It's not the kind that we've been taught wrong, but God's been merciful to us. Now we're taught right, so listen, children. Start doing better. Start living better. And you'll be rewarded doubly. Amen. Thank God, thank God. You'll be so happy in the Lord. There's a way to be happy in Jesus. There's a little song that says, the only way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. I believe that tonight. And the church is going to march on. Thank God. How many want to do better? Let's see your hand. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. I believe you can. And now I want to do better myself. Glory to God. I'm so happy the Lord showed me something the other night. Amen. Which we, as we referred to begin with, that we'll be ministering on later on. It's going to help us further over some of the troubles and trials and some of the stumbling blocks. We're going to understand and see these things. It's going to help us as we walk with God. All right, could we have someone come and play the music? Amen. Amen. How about these young folks? Just come on. Everyone come to the instruments just a moment. Amen. I'm happy tonight. I feel like I've done the will of God. Thank God. Amen. 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 I love Jesus with all my heart, don't you? For what He's done for me. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's